Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Christine Hronik to talk about the Muscle Gauge Nutrition is releasing a new bikini calendar that was the culmination of a contest that they had, and they're very, very excited about it. Going to talk about that today. And then also how you can win a year's worth of free protein powder just by sharing one of your favorite recipes. Then we're going to do an episode of what I like to call reality radio. A young lady contacted me and is perplexed about whether to vaccinate her children. And, you know, I just couldn't come off unabashedly and say, hey, no, don't do it. Which led me to the idea of having her on the show and talking about it, because parents struggle with this decision. And we're going to kind of let it unfold. I really don't know where it's going to go, but we'll have some good dialogue, I can promise you that. Before we get started, I want to make two announcements. First of all, we have an iPhone, an Android app now for the Superhuman Radio Network. You can get it in the Apple Store or at Google Play, and it allows you to manage all the podcasts. The podcast RSS feed is updated. You have the podcast available on your iPhone or Android within seconds. And stream the live channel so you can take part in the live discussion. There's even a little message window that allows you to send me a message while I'm on the air. I can ask a guest a question for you. Go and download the new Superhuman Radio Network app at the Apple iTunes Store or Google Play for your Android. Also, Alex Leaf is now the editor of our newsletter. You know him from Facebook. The guy is brilliant and thorough in his research, and he will be the editor of our newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter now. I can promise you, you're not going to want to miss a weekly episode of the Superhuman National News. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the very top of the webpage, you'll see a link to sign up for our newsletter, so check that out. Christine Hronik, how are you?
Hey, Carl, how are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Yeah, so this is an exciting time. Now, first of all, we have to admit that most of us in this region are under a lot of snow right now, as you are too in Philly, right?
Yeah, just this morning, the Mayor Nutter announced on TV that they received 13.5 inches at the Philadelphia airport. So, yeah, we're definitely covered over here.
Yeah, we're getting hammered here too in Louisville. But like the troopers that we are, we're here to do a job. So let's talk, first of all, about the new calendar. How did this come about? When did you do the contest, the bikini contest for this?
Yeah, certainly. We started the bikini contest around June, July of last year, and we were receiving a lot of inquiries to sponsor a lot of bikini athletes, and just with the overwhelming interest in people being sponsored by a supplement company.
Well, let's talk about this for a second. The introduction of the bikini category has literally made these competitions explode. And to a slightly lesser degree, but still, the men's physique division as well. Because now, you can look like the girl next door and get up on that stage and win now. Because a lot of the figures that they're looking for in a bikini competition are easily attainable. I shouldn't say easily. They are attainable and maintainable without any real heroic effort. So these girls, who would have never been able to do, say, a figure competition, can now get in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. What I've the way I've seen it described on NPC News Online is it's meant to be a physique that is attainable by, you know, your average housewife. It's not meant to be something that's overly masculine. It's still tight, toned, feminine, proportioned, and balanced. And it's definitely a great opportunity for women to be more engaged in this sport.
And it's also opened up the master's division is amazing. I hear people saying, look, you know, we need more segments in the master's division. It's not enough just to have 40 plus. They want 40 to 50, 50 to 60, and even 60 to 70. They've got women in their late 60s that are competing in bikini now.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. Just this past year, I actually trained a family member, which is my aunt, who competed bikini masters at 47. Doesn't look a day over 25. Like, her body looks incredible, you know, had kids, and it's just really incredible what, you know, proper nutrition and weight training can actually do for your physique. And the people who compete in the NPC as well as any other organization are definitely a testament to that.
Okay, so you decided, well, wait a minute, we've got all these great bodies coming out of this bumper crop of bikini competitors. Let's put a calendar together. So what were the requirements for the calendar?
The requirements were you needed to be an active bikini competitor, and they would submit photos of themselves to Muscle Gauge. And what we did was we had a weekly voting contest on MGNstore.com where whichever contestant received the most votes by the end of the week, we selected a weekly winner, held the contest over a duration of weeks. Each person who won with the most votes each week reserved a spot for themselves in the calendar, and the grand prize winner received a one-year Muscle Gauge Nutrition sponsorship.
Wow, that is so cool. So how many contestants did you receive entry forms from?
We probably received about, I'd say, more than 50. And very, like, high-caliber women. Like, we've had some IFBB pros, some, you know, top supermodel type women who've been in Playboy. I mean, Maxim,
really?
You name it. Yeah, and it was a very competitive competition. But what I found to be the most interesting was the women who received the most votes were from the contestants who were the most actively engaged in social media, as opposed to what you may think would be, you know, more classically, oh, she's a 10, she's a this. So,
right.
And it just shows the power of social media in this day for, you know, promoting your brand and just getting the word out there about your products.
Yeah, and it's and I would imagine that I would have thought you would have had more contestants, I got to be honest with you, because there's so many girls out there now who look amazing on stage in all different age categories within the bikini category. I would have thought you would have been inundated with more. I guess a lot of women still don't feel confident enough to think that they could be in a calendar, right?
Yeah, I mean, what I've heard from a lot of women who are interested in competing in bikini or even interested in training to look that way is, you know, they want to know what they should take. They want to be able to look like they could compete, but not everybody has gotten over the stage fright of, you know, putting some 5-inch heels and getting a tan and getting up on stage.
But they're thinking about it. A lot of women are really thinking about it. I hear a lot of women,
yes,
that are almost threatening that, you know, I think I'm going to do a bikini competition. I'm talking about the women that are in my age bracket. I know a lot of women who are in the 40-plus and 50-plus age bracket who look amazing already, that with a good 16-week plan to cut some just minimal amount of body fat and add some muscle in the right places could easily step up on that stage and be competitors. And it's amazing. It's like there's this bumper crop of talent out there all of a sudden.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely provided a lot of opportunities for people to be more engaged in the competition aspect of training.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the calendar itself, and we'll tell people where they can order it. We're talking right now with Christine Horonic. Christine is a principal at Muscle Gauge Nutrition. They are a sponsor of the show, longtime sponsor of the show. Right now they have a special offer on whey isolate that's unparalleled. You will not find a better offer anywhere on the internet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. Oh, no, no, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Christine Hronik. You can witness Christine's own transformation by going to GageGirlTraining.com, where you can also retain her services. She is the food scientist and co-owner at Muscle Gauge Nutrition. And check out her before and after pictures. I mean, it's amazing. And I want to remind people of something. You've talked about this on the show before. But back in the day when you were carrying all that body fat, you were doing lots of cardio, the type of stuff that most girls do, and they just can't get lean.
I was training for marathons. I mean, I was a cardio junkie. And, yeah, I mean, it's amazing what a difference that weight training and, you know, a high-protein diet will do for you.
Yeah. So let's talk about these bikini competitors for a second. So you ended up with 12 of them, obviously, one for each month. Can you give us some names, drop some names, tell us who's Miss January and who's Miss June and that sort of thing?
Certainly. Well, we reserved a few spots for our team of sponsored athletes, and which we had Marisol Lara. She's IFBB Bikini Pro. We have Michelle Mine. She's a new IFBB Bikini Pro, and she's actually Masters. You wouldn't be able to tell by looking at her pictures. We have Queenie Pei Benito. She's a national-level MPC competitor. Mary Musso, up-and-coming national-level competitor. A lot of these girls are very hungry for their pro cards. The grand prize winner this year was a young lady by the name of Yvette Garcia. She's based out of Texas. Just a very phenomenal physique. She's very young, very, very energetic, enthusiastic, has a really great following, and just has had a lot of support from all of her followers, as well as has just been a very good example of what we're looking for in our sponsored athletes.
Do you find that the bikini that the judging is still kind of confusing in the bikini category, because it's almost like from judge to judge, you're not sure what they're still not looking. I know I hear a lot of competitors saying they don't want to come in too hard, but if they don't have really good abs, they're not being judged as well, and so there's this confusion of what the judges are truly looking for in the bikini category. Have you heard that at all?
Yes, and I would agree with that. What they say on the regional level, like if you're not competing nationally, it's definitely going to vary where some people prefer the harder look, others prefer a softer, more feminine look. But on the national and also on the pro level, they're definitely looking for a more harder look, even though, like, you may hear otherwise, where, you know, you definitely want to, you almost want to look almost like a figure girl, but with just a little bit more body fat.
Not as dry, no graininess. You want to see muscle separation, but you don't want to see muscle striation, in other words.
Yeah, and what I've heard specifically from one of the judges I've talked to at a national show is that they do want to see muscle maturity. Like, they want to, they want to see more, like, the shoulders looking a little bit more capped, you know, round glutes, a visible six-pack, two-packs, four-packs, that's just not going to cut it. But what I have noticed is it seems like the standards in Europe seem to be a little bit more uniform. I've even been watching YouTube videos of the judging, and just even the positioning is more uniform of when they compare them side by side, where here it's a little bit more subjective, where they have like a model type walk. They get to, you know, do their own little thing with the poses and add some more flair and sass than you would see in something more uniform in terms of the posing.
Yeah. So where can people go? And now the is the calendar available right now, or it's about to be released?
Yes, it's available for pre-order right now on mgnstore.com for $9.99. And it's a really great calendar. It was shot in Miami, Florida, by a great photographer named Alex Gonzalez. Very high quality photos. We had the calendar sponsored by bikini company Her Tiny Treasures, who's handmade all the bikinis in the shoots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just great shots, a very just fit, inspirational physique, just to, you know, motivate and just provide yearly inspiration.
And so you flew all these girls to Florida for this, huh?
Yeah, a lot of them were already competing in the national show in Fort Lauderdale
perfect.
At the end
yeah.
of last year. So, I mean, it was just a good timing. It was a win-win. Everything worked out. And we have a phenomenal photo shoot to show for it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, I'm looking at the cover shot. It looks like there's a girl in a pink and black animal print bathing suit laying on the seashore, it looks like.
Yeah.
Who is that that's on that cover there?
That is Queenie Pei Benito. She's an IF. She's so close to getting her pro card. The last few national shows, she placed second, one place away from from getting it, but she's going to go for it again this spring at Junior USA's in South Carolina.
You know what I find that about girls who are competing in bikini? When they're in mixed company and someone will be talking to them, and, well, you know, what hobby, what do you do? And they'll say, well, I'm a bikini competitor. And people don't take it seriously. They almost think you're talking about like Hawaiian tropic type stuff, you know, where you have a genetically nice body and you put on a bathing suit and you go out there and strut your stuff. And yeah, I find that the girls almost become insulted because it's like, no, this is NPC bikini. And the average person doesn't understand who the National Physique Committee is. And they just think it's like, oh, so you're like a Hawaiian tropic girl. Really? That's it?
Yeah, a lot of people have that perception. It's something like more spring break-ish or something to that effect, wet t-shirt contest. But
yeah,
it really
is
not
right.
Like that. It's just a presentation of hard work in the gym, just like any other like bodybuilder, where like the specific goals are different. Obviously, they're not trying to look like Phil Heath, but the efforts are definitely admirable. As well.
It's much harder. It's a much harder gig to get into to become an NPC bikini competitor.
It really is. Yeah.
Because the reality is that NPC bikini competitors could end up on the cover of any women's fitness magazine. Where the Hawaiian Tropic girl end up in Maxim. You know what I mean? That's the difference. That's really the difference what it comes down to. You know, one clearly looks athletic. That's the difference.
So. Yeah, definitely.
So people can pre-order the calendar at mgnstore.com. It's $9.99. And when do they start shipping?
They should be able to ship starting next week.
Excellent. So, you know, obviously guys would like to have this calendar hanging in their apartment. Gals would like to have it as a form of motivation. Is there anything special about the calendar? Any kind of anything on the dates itself? Any motivational quotes? Anything like that?
No, other than just like the inspirational physiques and, you know, just introducing you to some real women who are real competitors. Kind of kept it very simple and straightforward.
Did you see the girl, the mom who came out and said, what's your excuse a few months ago and got all that backlash? Do you know what I'm talking about? We tried to get her on the show. I know Ginny tried to get her on the show. I'm trying to think of her name right now. You know what I'm talking about? She was on national TV. She has two boys. She looks like she could be a bikini competitor. And she came out and she said, you know, what's your excuse? And she got a backlash from a lot of moms who like feel that it's not practical to try to achieve that level of a figure or physical stature when you're trying to raise children. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm not familiar with that specific news release. No, I'm not. But I can, you know, definitely understand and appreciate the message.
Because what I was going to say was, you know, I'd love to see next year's calendar. And maybe you do this now. Like, do you tell a little story about these individual athletes and, you know, mom of two and all that sort of stuff? Do you put that in there?
Actually, I think that's a very good suggestion. And the woman that you're speaking of who's actually on the cover, she's actually a mom as well. So, I mean, she's a definitely bounced back. She's a fit mom, and she's a working woman. She's a nurse, actually, full-time nurse and a full-time mom. So,
I think it's really important to talk about that sort of stuff. I think it's really, really important because my concern about this quite often is that the outside world, if you will, for lack of better terms, looks at those of us who pay attention to our health and the outward manifestation of our health, which is our physiques, as some sort of narcissistic, you know, monoliths who all we think about is this and only this. And so we can't have full, multifaceted lives. And that attitude actually becomes an excuse for a lot of women who have children, and either put on weight during the childbirth or put on weight during the mom years and just go, well, it's just not practical for me to regain my figure. And I'd love for you guys to like do the little bio on each of these people, you know, because I'm sure all of these girls have full-time jobs. Many of them have families. Many of them have social and other types of commitments that they have to keep, and they still find the time to train, and they still find the time to prepare their foods properly so they're eating the right diet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And on mgnstore.com, we actually have a portion of our website dedicated to our athletes where we have a bio of every single person on there. But definitely agree with the message that you're sending. I've heard it said, you know, if it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you'll make an excuse.
Yeah, no.
So it's all about priority.
Yeah, and that's the truth. That really, really is the truth. That's what it really comes down to for all of us. I mean, it's snowing right now where you and I are. But you know, it was coming down. It was snowing terrible yesterday. I went to the gym and trained in the morning. I was off today. I just did cardio and some dumbbell stuff at home. I'm lucky to have a gym at the house. But you know, I made it to the gym yesterday. There was no one in the gym. There were like six people there yesterday morning when the snow was first falling.
Oh, likewise. I got my two workouts in yesterday. Got my workout in this morning. Got another one tonight. So yeah, it's priority. If you want to look a certain way, like you're willing to invest the time and energy it takes to actually make it happen.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this exciting new contest being sponsored by Muscle Gauge Nutrition, where you can take one of your favorite recipes and turn it into 1 year's worth of free protein powder. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad.
today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Christine Horonic. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Kelly Siegel as we do some reality radio. A mom is in a quandary about to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. We're going to have this discussion unfold on the air quite organically and see where it leads to. It should be very, very interesting. Okay. So, Christine, tell me about this new competition.
Yes. So, what Muscle Gauge Nutrition is doing this year is we are offering a year's supply of protein for the best recipe. And what we did last year with the bikini contest was really neat because it got to engage a lot of the competitors. But like you just said earlier, Carl, not everybody is a competitor.
Right.
And there are lots of people who take our products, who love health and fitness, but are really engaged in like the whole clean eating, health foodie type path, and we just wanted to be able to engage other followers in terms of people who enjoy cooking, enjoy clean eating, and enjoy the variety of protein products and powders that Muscle Gauge Nutrition offers, and to show us their recipes in creative way, and maybe we can all learn some new ideas as a result.
Now, so many of them are just redone over and over again, right? The high protein pancake,
certainly,
and you know, high protein muffin, and so you're looking for something outside the nine dots, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we're giving away your supply of protein, so we're definitely looking for like the creativity and all that good stuff to come out, and you know, just to be dazzled with some interesting and creative recipes. There's tons of bloggers out there who have tons of amazing, incredible ideas, and I mean, we have flavors everything from vanilla caramel, chocolate peanut butter, chocolate mint, and we want to see people get creative.
And you're not looking for something that's exclusively made from protein powder, but your protein powder is just one of the ingredients, right?
Yes, yes. We are looking for, primarily we're looking for protein-based recipes.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you something I've been playing around with, but it doesn't use whey protein. But the using beef isolate and creating soup bases with it, really, really fun.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. I mean, like you can make a really decent tasting French onion soup using beef isolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like 25 grams of protein per small bowl. I mean, it's pretty cool. So
no,
you're looking for that kind of creativity. You're looking for something outside the nine dots. Taking your and you have, and they can use any of the protein powders. They can use the whey isolate, obviously, which in the natural flavor you can put in anything, right?
Yep, unflavored micellar casein. We just want to see some creative recipes, and on a weekly basis, what we'll be doing is we will be selecting the top 5 recipes each week. They'll be featured on mgnstore.com as well as our Facebook and Instagram. And at the end of the 12 weeks, we will have a grand prize winner who will receive the supply of
now.
Protein.
Do people have to sign in and be members in the area on the mgnstore.com website in order to submit?
No, in order to participate, they need to submit their recipe and their photo to Christine@MuscleGauge.com.
Christine@MuscleGauge.com. And so you're looking for, you're going to have 5, and I want to make sure I got it, 5 selected individuals every week with the best recipes, and then those 5 go on to the grand, what do you call it? I'm trying to say the grand finale or whatever, the final contest.
Correct.
So theoretically,
the weekly winners will also receive a free 2-pound tub of protein. However, the grand prize winner will receive a year's supply of whey protein.
Oh, that's way cool. No pun intended. That's really cool. Yeah, I mean, so you can get something just for submitting and being chosen as one of the weekly winners.
So. Yeah, definitely.
Now, what's going on with you, with your competition? I know that you compete in bikini, correct?
Correct.
And are you, you have any upcoming competitions?
Yes, I do. I actually had to take a little bit of time off last year. Had to take about 9 months off because I had a knee injury. But I'm all healed up and back training again. And my first show of the year is NPC Baltimore, which is 9 weeks out from right now. And I plan to do the New York Metro again in April. And just doing a few like warm-up shows to get ready for Nationals.
Now, what happened to your knee?
Just overtraining, distress I've been tested with everything from, they thought I had shingles to Lyme disease. Long story short, haven't been able to train doctor's orders, haven't been even been able to jump, bend, squat, do any of that. So I've been in the pool a lot.
Because your knee has been inflamed and hurting you? Is that what it is?
Yes, yes.
You think that this is a throwback from the days when you were running forever and ever?
You know what? I thought the same thing. You never know. It very well could be. And I just turned 32 this year. So, I mean, even though you can eat clean and whatnot, I mean, our joints and our body still ages. So, all that being said, training again, just being very careful with it, watching it, observing it. But I'm so excited to get back on the stage again and just compete. I truly love it. It's a real great sport.
Yeah. And now you are still taking clients over at GageGirlTraining.com, right?
Correct. Yep. Have a lot of bikini athletes doing their first shows this year and actually training a few girls for national shows. So it's a great process, and the plans are very effective. You can see a lot of the progress pictures on GageGirlTraining.com or on my Instagram.
Now, if women are not interested in getting on stage, but want to look like they could get on stage, this is still you would still train them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a customized meal and training programs, all designed and tailored to the client's specific goal.
And what does it cost for someone to train with you online?
It depends. I have do-it-yourself programs, which are, you know, anywhere in like the $60 range and on up.
Yeah, that's really very, very reasonable. And obviously, for someone is thinking about getting in shape. You know what? A lot of women out there would say, well, I don't have any aspirations to get on stage. That's okay, but wouldn't you like to look great naked? So great that you would get on stage with that body? And you know, and who are you gonna train with? You're gonna train with that little midget girl who trains Gwyneth Paltrow, who looks horrible. You know, you want to train with somebody who actually gets on stage for a living. That they make they put themselves to that test. That's who you want to train with, because you want to look that good, even if you never have any aspirations to use it. I mean,
and you know what though? Like, even with the training thing, one thing like I encourage all my clients and just anyone in general, there's something to be said about a goal being competitive that really just drives you and pushes you to the next level. Like if you don't have like an actual, like something that's going to press you to compete. Like I've had people who they've had like these contests at work where, you know, there'd be like a Biggest Loser style competition against their coworkers, or, you know what, I'm going to do a Tough Mudder or a marathon or a 5K or whatever it may be. But there's just something to be said about having like some kind of competitive element to your training and your goal that really just takes you there in a way that if you just kind of, you know, just go through the motions, like you just don't really push yourself as hard as you actually could.
I agree with you about that. I really do, because I've seen a lot of people do things when they've had a competitive moment, whether it's like someone else is watching them or
absolutely
someone said they can't do it, that they would not have pushed themselves to do if it was just on their own.
Yeah, it makes you rise to the occasion, and if it scares you, it's a good thing.
I mean,
that's what really pushes you to get you out of your shell and take things to the next level.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, let's wrap this up for a second. So people can go to MGN Store, which is an acronym for Muscle Gauge Nutrition, MGNStore.com, to order the new calendar, the bikini competitor calendar, obviously. It's $9.99, I think. Is that right? Okay. And that'll ship, start shipping next week. And then, of course, people should go also to mgnstore.com. And how would they keep track of when the recipe submittal process begins?
We will be posting the official contest rules next week with all the information on there. It'll be all be on mgnstore.com with all the details of how to enter. And starting in February, we'll be accepting submissions and we'll be posting the winners on a weekly basis.
Very cool. Very, very cool. All right, listen, Christine, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I also want to thank you for your continued support of the show. Like I tell the audience all the time, this show is made possible by sponsors. So whenever possible, patronize a sponsor. We have an amazing offer. If you want a whey isolate, you will not find a better deal on the internet. So surely not in the retail store, because the internet is better than retail. You will not find a better deal on the internet than the offer that's being made to the Superhuman Nation by Muscle Gauge Nutrition right now. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad. Not only a ridiculously stupid low price on the isolate protein powder, but also free shipping. Check this out. It's really, really great. Christine, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Take care, Carl. Bye now.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Kelly Siegel, and we're going to talk to Kelly about the realities of making this hard decision of whether or not to vaccinate a young child, what parents struggle with, even when they feel that vaccines may be dangerous. It's easy for us to say, oh, don't vaccinate when your kids are grown and out the door, but when you've got young children at home, it is a struggle. It's a hard decision. So stay tuned as Reality Radio unfolds here on the Superhuman Radio Network. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Welcome back. Don't forget, superior hardcore peptides to the Superhuman Nation. 30% off when you use the coupon code SHR30. On all peptides and research chemicals. Plus, if your order is $75 or more, free shipping. It doesn't get much better than that. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Superior Hardcore Peptides banner ad today. Okay. So let me first introduce Kelly Siegel. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Okay, so let's explain how this all started and who you are. Kelly Siegel is the young lady who made me an uncle for the first time. This is my niece. My sister Valerie's first child, and also my goddaughter. So, of course, Kelly calls me and asks me questions in the vein of nutrition and health all the time.
All the time.
Yes. And of course, Kelly just had a new baby named Ivy. Hi, Ivy. I hear you in the background.
She's here. Yep.
Yeah. This is your great uncle Carl. Anyway, and I use the word great euphemistically. Anyway, So Kelly says, look, you know, Scarlett, who is her older daughter, how old is Scarlett now?
2.5. She'll be 3 in May.
Okay. So Scarlett is 2.5, be 3 in May. Oh. And Scarlett is going to a daytime program now to become more matriculated with other children. And Kelly is staying home right now from work, taking care of Ivy. And so Scarlett is being exposed to other kids in school. And Kelly said, hey, should I get Scarlett vaccinated? And, you know, I always rail against vaccines on the show, right? But
right.
I can't just unabashedly say to a parent, no, don't do it. It's crazy. You're crazy. You know, because the reality is that even Dr. Merrill Nass has come on my show, who is a vocal advocate against vaccinations, a dissident of vaccinations, and says there are times where vaccines are important, such as what's the one that causes lockjaw? Tetanus, the tetanus vaccine. She's a big believer in tetanus. And she says, if you're going to Africa, get vaccinated for some of these things because you're going to be exposed to these things. But by and large, this whole widespread, the whole population needs to be vaccinated approach, she says, is bunk. And she's testified in front of Congress on the anthrax vaccine and so on. She's very, very moderate, but she still thinks that this whole new vaccine thing is bunk. So Kelly calls me and says, what should I do, Uncle Carl? And I say, I don't know, Kel. That's a decision you have to make. You have to look at the research and make that decision yourself. Because what your fear is that Scarlett gets the flu and comes home and gives it to Ivy. And Ivy is how old now?
She is 2 weeks.
2 weeks and, old.
Yeah, yeah. And I have vaccinated. So Scarlett has been on the traditional vaccine schedule, and we've kept up with that. And
but what about the seasonal flu vaccine? That's what we're talking about.
The seasonal flu vaccine. So it, you know, if your child is sick, they're not going to give you any sort of vaccine. And when flu season started, and they were kind of promoting the flu shot, we had just gotten over, I would say, 2 ear infections, and she had gotten a cold. So it seemed like every time I was trying to take her to the doctor to get the flu shot, she had some sort of illness, and we couldn't get it. So, you know, I'm pregnant, pregnancy progresses, now I'm having the baby and completely forgot to give her the shot. So it's kind of one of those things where, you say, you know, I don't typically want them to get additional vaccines that they don't need. We're already well into flu season. She has not gotten sick, even though I do know it extends through March. But she is in a daycare setting. So what do we do? Do I get her the shot? Hopefully, if she does get the flu, it makes the symptoms less. Do I not worry about it just because we haven't gotten it? So, you know, you just kind of toil with all of that in your head. But I have to be honest, the fact that we have a newborn, you know, that greatly concerned me. If we didn't have the newborn, you know, then that would have been like, well, we can kind of see. I wouldn't be so adamant about it.
Right, because let's face it, the flu seems to really do its greatest harm on those with weakened immune systems, which are typically the very old or the very young. And Ivy is 2 weeks old. So this is, you know. Okay, so then we had this discussion where I started asking questions. And I asked, and you said to me that you had gotten the flu vaccine back when? In 2013, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually got it. Let's see, I was probably 35 weeks pregnant.
And your doctor said, look, you need to get the flu vaccine because you're pregnant, right?
Right, right. Because, I mean, pregnant women fall in compromised immune systems as well. So.
Right. So you got the vaccine. And so I said to you, well, wait a minute. If you got the vaccine and you didn't get the flu from it, which we established, mm-hmm. and you are now breastfeeding Ivy, then mm-hmm. she is probably getting the antibodies that you've established against this flu. So she's already inoculated by virtue of the breast milk.
Right, right. Right, I mean, you're definitely right. And so I think what it also boils down to is the stories you hear, and, you know, you can kind of take this anywhere throughout your life, but you will always hear the worst stories of a toddler who got the flu, who ended up needing to be intubated in the hospital because he or she got so sick.
Right.
So those types of stories by other parents, they're even told by doctors.
Well, mostly by doctors, and that's the truth. I mean, I have yet to find a parent who's lost a child or even had a child hospitalized from the flu.
And I don't know, and to be honest with you, I don't know any either, but it only takes, and especially for me, and I think this really goes, you know, to all parents when we start talking about guilt and wanting to make sure you do everything right for your kids.
Right.
That those stories, they affect me greatly. And if there is anything that I could do to make sure my children are safe and don't ever end up in a situation like that, that puts a lot of pressure on you as a parent. And so you'd go to the ends of the earth to get any sort of shot or medicine or anything that you had to do to make sure that your child, that didn't happen to your child. So, I've got to be honest, that story I actually heard this morning when I was driving Scarlett to school, and I called a pediatrician that I knew in the Valley possibly had the preservative-free single-dose vial flu shot, and I got it for Scarlett this morning. I mean, it literally took that one story of a little girl being intubated for me to, I mean, it was like somebody
See, and
was
then, and okay, so, and this is my fear and my frustration, okay? So we hear all these stories about people getting the flu right now.
Right.
What we don't hear from the CDC, and I say, I am saying this, and I know there's some people who listen to this show that work at the CDC, and they are wonderful people. I know three people who work at the CDC in Atlanta who listen to the show, and they are very involved in the dealing with and hopefully reversing the diabetes epidemic in the United States. These are wonderful people. But I say to the CDC that you are derelict of your duties if you don't start monitoring the number of people who get the flu after getting the vaccine, like within 2 weeks to a month after getting the vaccine. You are derelict of your duties. You are not serving the American population properly with the tax dollars that you're getting from me and the rest of us in this country. You are not doing, and you know what I'm talking about, those at the CDC. You know you've thought about it. Why you haven't done it, I don't know. But here's my fear. Elisa went to the doctor last week and had a discussion with the nurse. And basically, the summary of the discussion was everybody who came in with the flu in the past 3 weeks had gotten the vaccine. Okay, number one. I have postulated on this show that the media is talking about information from the CDC that's saying this flu this year is spreading in an unusual pattern across the United States. And I pose the supposition that it's because it's being spread by the vaccine. Okay, number three, the H1N1 virus is the virus that struck in 2009, and it is the virus that seems to be the cause of the flu right now in 2013-14 season. And the H1N1 vac is included in all of the trivalent vaccines. So those of you who are getting the seasonal flu vaccine may or may not know that you are also getting the H1N1 vaccine as well, which was called the swine flu back then. But they don't want to call it the swine flu anymore because that went down in history as being the pandemic that never happened, that made nations buy hundreds of millions of dollars worth of vaccines that literally went bad on the shelf because no one got the flu and no one got the vaccine. So this whole pandemic never happened. So they don't call it the swine flu anymore. They call it the H1N1, and people's memories being what they are, they're like, oh, that's a flu I've heard of. Okay. So my concern is this, that people who are getting the vaccine are getting the flu. And the CDC is completely derelict of their duties if they're not overlaying this information now. So we can see unequivocally if the vaccine works and is protecting people against the flu, or if the vaccine is actually contributing to the spread of the flu. And until the CDC starts providing this information easily available on their website, I say they're not deserving of their tax dollars in this area of research. They're not. This is very simple stuff that an idiot like me can figure out. Surely the scientists at the CDC with their big brains can figure it out as well.
How would you, and I guess because, you know, this is the other thing that I think about, and obviously they tell you the flu shot doesn't protect you against, you know, getting the flu 100%. If you've been exposed to it, you don't show symptoms for 10 to 12 days. So if you are late getting the shot or have already been exposed to the flu and get the shot, It doesn't matter.
Here's how you know, right? If an overwhelming number of people get the vaccine and within 2 weeks to a month get the flu.
After the shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks to a month get the flu, it is highly likely that the flu the vaccine either did not do its job in best case scenario or worst case scenario contributed to the onset of the flu. So this is really rudimentary stuff. This is really, really easy stuff to figure out. But more importantly, here's what I don't understand. The flu that we're getting this year, they keep the news, the media keeps saying this. And why one of these brainiac anchor people doesn't go, let me ask you a question. Like, why is it just me that's thinking this way? Am I that much of an idiot maybe? So this is the flu, the strain of the flu that came out in 2009. Which was incorporated into the trivalent vaccines in 2010, 11, 12, and 13. So that means that all of those people out there who are staunch believers in the vaccine, who got vaccinated in 10, 11, 12, and 13, have been vaccinated against this strain of the flu. Why are they not resistant to it if the darn vaccine works?
Yeah, why?
Exactly. And the reason is, the vaccines don't work. They don't work. They work for a small number of people that, for whatever reason, their immune system adapts to this vaccine, but it doesn't work for everybody, which then begs the question, why are we inoculating the entire nation every time if it doesn't work? And worse, if it's spreading the flu. These are questions that the CDC owes the American people answers to, and these are easy answers. They could come up with these answers in 1 to 2 years. But I'll tell you why they're not going to do it. Because vaccines are huge business. You said something to me on the phone today that when you were kids, this whole notion of getting your kids the seasonal flu vaccine wasn't even around, right?
No. It definitely wasn't advertised. And I can say, you know, from when I can remember, we never got flu vaccines. The first time I got a flu vaccine in my life was when I was pregnant with my first child. And I was 29 years old.
Yeah. See, and the vaccine is an amazing cash cow for pharmaceutical companies. And here's why. Number one, they have no liability if the vaccine harms you. The mm-hmm. government has given them sovereign immunity to produce vaccines, tested or untested, provide no test results, distribute them to people. And if they cause harm, the government says you cannot sue the pharmaceutical companies. Number one. In fact, the government has set up a division that handles cases where vaccines have gone wrong. So that means that they pay those sums out with your tax dollars. So the Pharmaceutical companies have privatized profits but socialized losses when it comes to flu vaccines. Think about that, or vaccines in general. Number one. Number two, vaccines are like insurance. If you pay for fire insurance for 30 years and you never had a fire, what did you get? But you still paid for it. So vaccines, they can give them to the entire population. It's not like they're going to give you something that's a pain reliever and you go, well, the pain didn't go away. It's not working. Vaccines, there's no way for them to, well, there is a way, but there's this ubiquity out there where they're protected about, well, do they work or don't they work? We're really not sure, but keep taking them. Mm-hmm. So the vaccines are a cash cow for pharmaceutical companies. Cash cow. And that's what's scary about it. Okay, so I want to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your decision to go ahead and vaccinate. And then I want to talk about an email that a friend and contributor to the show, Adele Musa, sent me, which is not going to scare you because this is something that's going on with children, with individuals that are in the 20-year-old bracket. But let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Reality Radio. We're talking with Kelly Siegel and What's a Mother to Do? When it comes down to vaccinating your child, are you being derelict of your duties if you don't do it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, parents are faced with this decision, and it's not an easy decision. Even if you are convinced that vaccines are harmful, you don't know And it's, and the reason you don't know, or I should say the reason that you struggle with this decision is because the mainstream media has so successfully spread the word that if you don't get your child vaccinated, you're really being derelict as a parent. You're putting your child at harm. Some of their arguments don't hold water, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But so you heard on the news, or you heard this morning on the news about a child who was had to be hospitalized as a result of the flu, and so you immediately called your physician and you found the preservative free version of the vaccine. Do you remember what it was called, Kel?
No, I don't remember the name. I just know it was preservative free and it's a single dose vial. That's the important thing. So,
okay. So
and
then,
they pretty much reserve those for kids and pregnant women, but you have to find them. They're not always
now
available.
One of the things that I would recommend you do that I've recommended to everybody on the show in the past, and I have done this myself, is to ask your physician for the vaccine insert so that you can read what's in the vaccine. Okay. And you can still do that. Even though Scarlett has gotten the vaccine, it would pay for you to say, hey, you know what? I'd appreciate if you'd fax me over the insert for the vaccine. That's all.
Okay.
So that you can see what's in it yourself, because you're intelligent enough to know if something in there is suspicious. Let me read to you a post from subversity.com. Adele Musa, who lives in Munster, Germany, is a contributor to the show. He posted 11 hours ago, ex-post analysis of the effects of the swine flu vaccination confirms an increased risk of narcolepsy in children and adolescents, while also providing reassuring results for a large number of other neurological and immune-related diseases. It's called Pandemrix, P-A-N-D-E-M-R-I-X.
Oh, great.
Pandemrix is an influenza vaccination created in 2009 to combat H1N1, known as swine flu. Now a team of Swedish clinicians testing the vaccine for links to immune-related or neurological diseases have linked Pandemrix to an increased risk of narcolepsy in young adults. Now don't freak out about this, because here's what parents struggle with, right? Using a population-based perspective cohort study, the team analyzed data from regional vaccination registries and national health registries covering 7 healthcare regions and 61% of the Swedish population. That's a big portion of the population. While the team did not identify any link to a large number of immune-related or neurological diseases, they did confirm an increased risk in the diagnosis of narcolepsy in individuals younger than 20 years of age, and observed a trend towards an increased risk amongst young adults between 21 and 30. The follow-up of Pandemrix, and obviously they're playing the word pandemic because it's, you know, that the swine flu was all supposed to be a pandemic in the world. Vaccinations in large registry-based study in Sweden confirm an increased risk of narcolepsy in children and adolescents, while also providing reassuring results for a large number of other neurological and immune-related diseases. Dr. I. Persson from the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm was quoted as saying. So here's the thing. The mainstream media is constantly pushing get vaccinated. They do it in two ways. They do it in news stories, and then they also do it because they advertise places like Walgreens. Have you gotten your flu vaccine yet? They're giving flu vaccines everywhere today. You can't walk into a grocery store without their little clinic person going, have you gotten your flu vaccine? We're doing them for $25 today. This is ridiculous. Everybody in the country is getting vaccinated, yet we have more people getting the flu. It's ridiculous, okay? No one talks about this kind of stuff. These kind of research studies that go, you know, vaccines are not without risk. And here's what I would like to say. How can a parent in good conscience who wants to do everything right, which we've had this discussion, you'll never do everything right with your kids. It doesn't matter who you are.
Right.
But how can a parent in good conscience attempt to make good decisions without complete access to information to give informed consent? That is the problem today. And this is another thing that the CDC and the FDA are both derelict of their duties. All of this information should be promoted. You know what? When these stores, when Walgreens goes on and says, hey, get your vaccine today, they should be treated like every other pharmaceutical drug. Notice that they're not. Has anyone noticed this?
What could possibly happen if you take the drug?
Yeah. When they run an ad for Chantix to help you stop smoking, the first 15 seconds are about how Chantix will help you stop smoking. The next 40 seconds are about all the risks involved with taking Chantix. And then the last 10 seconds says, ask your doctor if Chantix is right for you. Okay?
Well, you might as well just keep smoking.
Right. But do you notice? Has anyone taken note that when they do vaccine commercials, they don't say anything about the potential risks of vaccines?
And even when I know when whooping cough was really big, and pertussis was something that was being heavily promoted, there were commercials probably every couple minutes on TV of a baby with an awful cough and basically putting the guilt on the parent. Like, did you know you could be giving your child pertussis without even knowing it? And then it was, go get your vaccine. And I mean, that was enough for anybody, I think, as a parent to get up and say, you know, I have to get it for my child. Again, playing on the guilt, but it's difficult. It is very challenging.
And they don't run the risks after that. That's another thing. The FDA should require that all of the potential risks involved with vaccines, like every other pharmaceutical in the country, that they promote what potential dangers there are. Now, isn't it interesting that they don't? And isn't it interesting that this is one area of pharmaceuticals that the pharmaceutical industries are protected by the government and the government has to pay out on those claims? Is it any wonder why they don't want to talk about what the dangers are?
No.
I mean, look, folks, this is critical thinking at its best right here. You're seeing it spew from my little brain out my lips, okay? This is critical thinking. What is going on with vaccines that we're not being told what the potential dangers are like we are with all these other drugs? And it's because the government is the one that has to spend the dime if something goes wrong with the vaccine. And so they don't want to talk about it. They don't want you coming to them asking for money back if your child develops narcolepsy and you walk in with this Swedish study and say, look, my child got Pandemrix and got narcolepsy and this is why. And they're going, no, we don't know anything about that and don't even try to make any claims about it. Go away because we're not paying today. We're closed. So when it comes to vaccines, we are kept in the dark as a population. All we're told is what they can do good for us. No one talks about what they can do bad to us. And keep in mind that there's a whole body of evidence that sudden infant death syndrome occurs right after that triple vaccine that they give to the kids, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. For the next 6 weeks after receiving the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, that's when you have to watch your child for SIDS. And we already know why, because we've talked about this on the show 2 years ago. There is an altered serotonin response in the brain as a result of that. And Dr. Tenpenny came on and talked about the plausibility of why that happens. It's because they use a gel as the vehicle that is made. It's gel, like gelatin, like jello. It's made from soft tissue, collagen, from bovine. And that causes an inflammatory response in the brain. And I suppose to her that, well, maybe that's why there's an altered serotonin response. But we know that serotonin response in the baby's brain is altered for that next 6 weeks after receiving the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And the serotonin response is responsible for the alarm system. When the baby is laying on its face and can't breathe, it's the change in between serotonin, norepinephrine, and dopamine that causes the baby to pick up its head, turn its head, and gasp. And babies who die of SIDS don't do that, and they get it within 6 weeks of getting the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. No one talks about this. No one talks about this. Why? Is it because vaccines are protected by the government?
Yeah, I mean, it all goes back to what you think vaccines actually do. I mean, there's strong protests on both sides, and, you know, it goes back to, you hear people and, you know, that their children have died of SIDS, and it's awful, and that's scary, and then you've heard people who, kids have gotten sick from not being vaccinated and have died, and that's scary, and it's like, which road do you pick? I mean, there's always going to be that little person in the back of your head that's saying you should have or you shouldn't have.
And that's why I couldn't say to you unabashedly, no, don't get her vaccinated, because God forbid something would happen to Ivy. I would feel terrible. And so this is what parents are faced with. But parents would not be faced with this as greatly if the FDA and the CDC did their job. If the FDA forced the full disclosure of potential risks associated with vaccines on ads for vaccines, and if the CDC started to monitor how many people get the vaccines and still get the illness that they're vaccinated against within 2 weeks to a month afterwards. Those two little things. And then parents could go, I have more information. Instead of all the information parents have is, if you don't do this and your child dies, it's your fault.
Well, yeah, we could have prevented it. You could have prevented it. Why would you make your kid go through that?
It's terrible. It's terrible.
No, and that's what literally drove me to the doctor. I did it this morning. We talked about it earlier, and I did it 2 hours later. And it was that the story that I just shared, you know, completely freaked me out.
I don't blame you.
And we had gone through, I mean, I'm very late to get the flu shot, and the doctors are still saying they'll continue to give it, I believe, until mid-February, and the season goes through March. So they're still promoting it, and they're, you know, I had said it's so late for us to be getting it. Should we still do it? And, the other thing they talk about is, yeah, because if your child does get the flu, having the vaccine could also make the symptoms much, much less. So then you're thinking, oh, well, even if my kid gets it, I'm still better off because then they're not going to get as sick. And
it's
challenging to hear that kind of information and not.
But now let me show you some critical thinking. Then I have to take a break and I want to come back and wrap this up. Let me show you some critical thinking. So the vaccine has an attenuated virus. An attenuated virus is a weakened virus. So if you get the vaccine and 2 weeks later you get the flu, but it's a mild version of the flu, you go, oh, the vaccine worked. No, the vaccine caused this mild version of the flu.
Well, but with the preservative free, I mean, it is not a live, it's not a live virus. It is a dead virus. Now there is the nasal spray that some adults get that is a live virus. So and they actually do tell you could have flu-like symptoms after taking this.
But the preservative, you're saying the preservative is what keeps, that's a misunderstanding.
Not because it's preservative free, but the preservative free ones are reserved for children. And I do know that pregnant women get it. It's hard to find if you're an adult to try to get it. And the single dose, it is a dead end virus. It is not a live virus.
Okay. So, but the majority of people don't even know to ask that. Is this an attenuated virus or is this a dead virus? And then the question becomes, what does a dead virus do? What does a dead virus do to your immune system?
Right. It's supposed to share the antibodies without you getting sick. But the spray, which is offered, is a live virus. And only you do have to go through, and I wouldn't call it a rigorous form, but they ask you questions to make sure that you are able to take the nasal spray because the nasal spray is a live virus and more chances that, more times than not, you will develop a fever after it and you will develop flu-like symptoms because they are interjecting a live virus.
Yeah.
The vaccines are dead end. So if you get a fever after the vaccine, like I said, I've gotten the flu shot now twice. I have not gotten sick from it and I've gotten it for Scarlett and she hasn't gotten sick from it. But this is what they're saying is it is a dead virus and it's not a live virus. So you should not be getting sick after. But again, it's hard to tell. If you do get sick, is it because you waited? Is it because you're already contaminated? I mean, who knows?
Or is it because you got the vaccine?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Kelly Siegel, my niece and my goddaughter, who I'm very proud of. One of the most intelligent, hardworking gals I've met in a long time and have the privilege to say she's part of my family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help
open answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. All this talk about the immune system has me wanting to take some of my Percoba colostrum from Immunodynamics. I love colostrum.
I should have sent you some of mine.
Oh, yeah. So here's the funny story. So I said to Kelly this morning, instead of getting Scarlett a vaccine, why don't you just give her some of your breast milk? And she said she's already been doing that.
Now I want to do it even more so because I had a pump and I'm like, I'm not going to freeze this little bit. And so I put it in a cup and gave it to her.
And so when she tasted it, what did she say to you?
She goes, Mama, is this juice?
Because it was sweet.
I don't know if anybody's ever tasted breast milk. It's sweet. And I said, yeah, it's Mama's juice.
She dragged it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there
you go.
Now I just got to give it to my husband. Maybe it'll help his migraine.
There you go. So the bottom line is this, you know, parents are challenged with making these kind of decisions, but they're not given all the information. I think the FDA owes it to the American people that the same types of disclaimers that are put on other pharmaceutical drugs be put on vaccines as well. Because right now, the omission of those create the illusion that these are so safe and they don't harm you. They're just good for you. And that's not true. And the other thing is that people need to start asking the right questions. As you can tell, Kelly is also a critical thinker, and she wants to know about dead viruses and attenuated viruses and preservatives and thimerosal and all these sort of things. And too many people just walk in and go, oh, it's just $20 over at Walgreens or the little clinic. I'm going to get a flu vaccine. You don't even know what they're shooting in your arm.
It is scary. I actually thought about that when I got mine, because you don't really look at it. No one's showing you the vial and saying, okay, see where it says, this is the flu shot, this is the date. It's just like a shot comes in and you get it. And, you know, I do like to think I'm a critical thinker, but even in that instance, you trust your doctor. Right.
You trust your doctor. You just go, hey, you know, he's not going to do anything to hurt me. But meanwhile, doctors may not intend to hurt you, but they do it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's time for people to change this, to change the way they handle the flu vaccine and seasonal flu vaccines and all vaccines in general. We need to start asking more questions. You need to start asking for the insert. And we need to demand that the FDA put a disclaimer on all vaccination ads out there. When Walgreens runs an ad and says, hey, come on, get your flu vaccine, then there should be another 40 seconds that says, the flu vaccine has been shown to cause this and that and that and this and this and that and that and this and this and that. Just like they do with all the other pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah, anal leakage is always my favorite. I think I'll keep the depression.
Yeah, that's one that you don't want to get because that's a hard one to go in and talk to your doctor about, to be honest.
Exactly.
And quite frankly, back in the day when they had that, I want to say it was called
Olestra.
The potato chips with the Olestra. Everybody was getting anal leakage.
They had to actually put on the chip bag may cause anal leakage. It's like, I don't need the chip. I'll eat something else.
Yeah, really. If you need those chips that bad, there's something wrong with you. But anyway, so in summary, Scarlett has been vaccinated. But here's one of the other stupid arguments that you hear all the time. The school will say to you, has your child received the flu vaccine? You'll say, no. And then they'll say, well, your child is putting everyone else in his or her class at risk. And what parents should say is, well, let me ask you a question. Has everyone else in the class received the vaccine? And then, of course,
because they'll say no.
They'll say no?
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on what school. And Scarlett is not in a public school system. She's in a private. And they did kind of let me know. It is in a you know, nice area where we live, and they did tell us that a lot of parents are choosing not to vaccinate, and are we aware of that, and to make sure we were okay with that.
I'm very okay.
It's very
with that.
Progressive. So they, you know, again, you know, in the higher income areas, they're, you know, people are thinking and making decisions for themselves. So they do not 100% make it something that has to be before they go to school. Again,
yeah, because they'll lose customers.
I don't know if it's different, but
yeah, no, they'll lose customers. Obviously, in the public school system, they can make all sorts of demands on you. But in the private school setting, you know, you say, "Well, that's fine. I'll just take my $8,000 a year tuition somewhere else." See you.
Right.
So that makes sense. But one of the arguments that I get from people who are in the healthcare industry, and I've had this more than a dozen times now, you know, when they've emailed me and said, "What do you think? They're going to force me to get the vaccine." They're always told by the administrator, look, you're putting everybody at risk by not getting the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And my logical question would be, well, let me ask you a question. Have all the other employees gotten the vaccine? And they're going to probably say yes, because they want you to feel like you're the low man on the totem pole. Like, oh, you're the only one holding out. And then I would respond and say, well, then in that case, they're protected. So the truth is I'm the only one at risk. If I choose not to get the vaccine and everybody else in the building has it, then they're not at any risk of, if I get the flu, they're not going to get it because they got the vaccine, unless you don't believe the vaccine works.
Yeah, it is that kind of two-way thinking.
Yeah, it's a stupid argument. It's a stupid argument. And why people don't say that when their administrators go, look, you're putting everybody else at risk, everybody else who's gotten the vaccine by you not getting it, are you serious? You may want to go back and rethink that and come back with a different argument. Like, you'll lose your job because we want you to. And that's another thing. If they start putting disclaimers on vaccines, right, then companies who make it mandatory to vaccinate, they take on the liability of those disclaimers. Think about that, how that would change industry, right? So if they said, hey, vaccines cause these 35 different negative side effects, and your boss said you must be vaccinated, and you develop one of those side effects, well, guess what? You're on workers' comp for the rest of your life on disability, and you can sue your employer for forcing you to get that vaccine. This, what they do with vaccines today, is ridiculous. I'm calling the FDA. I'm calling the FDA out on this one here. We need disclaimers on vaccines, just like they have on all of the pharmaceutical drugs. Either do it or admit that you're in collusion with the pharmaceutical industry by not doing it. That's it. Cal, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about this. I know it's a tough subject.
Yeah, no, it is, and I'm glad we got to talk about it.
And, yeah, and the whole world got to listen this time.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it says from now on, when you want me to answer questions, I'm going to make you come on the air.
All my health concerns, I'll voice it on the air. I'm sure everybody will appreciate it. I'm sure they're thinking the same thing, though. I'm neurotic, and I'm sure that, you know,
no, you're not. This
a
is
good
not,
portion.
This is not neurotic. I think any parent in this day and age who is aware of the negative vaccine propaganda and the positive vaccine propaganda struggles with the decision to vaccinate or not. Every child, every parent does.
Yeah.
Because nobody out there is going to be cavalier with their child's life.
Right.
They want to do the right thing, like you said. What's the right thing? That's the confusing part. It's hard to make that decision without informed consent. And how can you have informed consent when the potential side effects
you're
are not being
informed.
Told? Yeah, you're not being told the whole side. You're only told one side. Okay, go back and breastfeed Ivy now.
I will, and everybody else in the house. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
I also want to thank Christine Horonic for coming on the show and announcing both the Muscle Gauge Bikini Calendar, which you can get at mgnstore.com, and then also start thinking about your protein recipes because you can win a year's worth of protein powder. And you'll learn more about that by going to mgnstore.com. And we will see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA.